Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to us from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm your host. I am a landscape designer, horticulturist, and garden author. I love to help homeowners with their landscapes, their gardens, and I'm here to answer your gardening questions. Lizzie, good morning. I'm trying to get back into the spin of things. I've only been gone 2 weeks, but it seems like an eternity.
That holiday threw, I think, everybody for a loop. I mean, as much as we love having that time off and that, you know, we're lucky to be able to run best stuff, have somebody else work for us.
Yes.
But good gravy. It threw me for a loop. So.
You know, so what we're talking about is, Tom McCubbin, I have to say, thank you so much for coming in and doing the show while I was having a wonderful garden tour to the Brandywine Valley. And he did an excellent job. And I know so many people were just so excited to hear him again.
Exactly, exactly.
And he did, he's just wonderful. And he is the host emeritus. So anytime, you know, we'd love to have him back. That was great. But so that he covered that first weekend. And then last weekend, 4th of July, everybody didn't want to work. So it's a holiday weekend. And so we did a best of, and then our satellites went down.
Yeah, you know, you got to love technology.
And so there was no one here to fix it. So for all of those of you who stressed out and thought we were ending, you know, a really good way to make sure that never happens is to call your local station where you hear Better Lawns and Gardens, and you tell them, please, you know, thank you so much for having the show on. It's syndicated, and we love hearing it. So tell the station thank you.
There you go.
And that will help. And so how was your 4th of July weekend?
Very loud from what I heard. However, we have like triple paned windows, so it sounded like someone put a silencer on a gun all night. So I'm like, I can sleep through this.
Yeah, but you also went trucking.
Yes, we race. We race trucks. And so our teammate placed first, which we love.
Yes.
We placed fourth. However, it was fun. I mean, we have so much fun. We just go out and get dirty.
So that sounds great. Well, that's wonderful. So the weather now, June, we didn't have much of a rainy season. So the rainy season has begun. So we were dry the 4th of July weekend, which I know everybody loved. But you know what? It's not necessarily a good thing. Rain is in the forecast for you in South Florida. Chances are 60% chance of rain to 70% this week. So that's nearly every day. But then after Thursday, then it drops down to 20 to 30%. So this is a great time to wean your landscape, your turf that you overwater. Wean it off of the grass and turn your irrigation systems off. And then we're going to get rain every 2 to 3 days. So that is enough. And in the month of July, we get over 7 inches of rain on an average.
Oh,
so that's
true.
More than enough because, St. Augustine turf, zoysia grass, it only needs between 1.5 inches, 2 inches a week. And we're having 7, so that's nearly 2 inches a week. So turn those systems off, and that will be great. North Florida, chance of rain every day this week, so that's going to be good, too, for you guys up there. And in Central Florida, we are going to have thunder boomers. So Saturday and Sunday, today and tomorrow, it's going to be really wet. And then chances of rain nearly every day. So we're looking forward to that. The tropics are nice and quiet. So with tropical storms, they're going to be forming, nothing forming over the next few days. So we're not going to get any hurricanes for a while. So some of you may think that's a good thing, but we need the tropical storms and the hurricanes to provide more rainfall to refill our aquifer. We depend on that, and it's so important. So those of you who are new to Florida, who are praying that we don't have any hurricanes, I need you to stop it, okay? I need you to not pray for no hurricanes because we do need them. We just need to pray, and the tropical storms dump a lot of water, and that's good. We just need to pray that they're very safe hurricanes.
There you go.
But the thing is that next week we got a dust storm coming in, so that's going to drop our chances. We're not going to see a hurricane for a couple of weeks. And so that'll be, you know, fine, I think, with everybody.
I'm predicting one next week. And the reason why is that my brother will be here from Seattle. And every time he comes from Seattle, We end up, no, I'm being serious. We have Hurricane Matthew, Irma. I mean, it's like I can just go and name the entire list. There I'm like, you go. Boy, you need to stop doing this. That,
yeah, and if we get into where we're not having any rainfall, we need to fly them in. You know,
or just have them circle around.
Yeah, so who is the weather meteorologist who always shows up when there's a hurricane? What's his
Tom,
name?
Is it Tom Terry?
No, not Tom Terry. No, the other one, the muscular one. Quintero, something like that,
I'm
whenever
not
he
sure.
shows up. Text me if you know who that guy is who comes. He's the National Weather Meteorologist.
Oh, he's on the Weather Channel.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Biscuits. Okay, yes. And when he shows up in town, everybody runs. He has like a whole commercial. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. Yes.
So they go and clear the shelves of all kinds of hurricane supplies. So that's really cool. So we have a great day today. We're going to have Dana Venrick on, Quality Green Specialist. He has a really big announcement. So we're going to look forward to finding out what that is. And then in our second hour, I'm going to be talking about the Brandywine Valley Garden Tour, that the extravaganza that I went on, and just what happened. You know, Lizzie, I got to eat with Benjamin Franklin and John Bartram.
That is so awesome.
It was. And so I'm going to be posting photographs of that. I've got that coming up. And we're just going to be talking about all the different designs. And it was just an incredible week. And then I'm going to tell you about my next garden tour. And that's going to be really exciting. So that's in the works for that. So you want to, if you'd love to give us a gardening call, you can call us at 1-888-455-2967. Give a call into Lizzie. She would love to hear from you. Or you can text me at 23680 and let me know about that. What you'd like to know, your questions to anything gardening related. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Work zones present many challenges that require all drivers to stay alert. When entering a work zone, drivers should obey speed limits, avoid distractions, and maintain extra space between other vehicles. It is important to give others room and never attempt to cut off large trucks or buses. Remember, they are not able to stop as quickly as smaller vehicles. As you travel through the state, be prepared to stop, reduce your speed, and move into open lanes as soon as possible. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Did you know the brain develops until you're 25? That means any drugs or alcohol you put into your body affect the way your brain develops. You need your brain for everything you do. Each time teens use drugs or alcohol increases the risk of damage to their brain and body, even death. You have the power to protect your brain. Use the facts about drugs and alcohol to make your future the best it can be. Check out thefactsyourfuture.org. Your future depends on it.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Are you getting the internet speed you need? The state of Florida has launched an anonymous statewide study of broadband speeds with a free internet speed test. The results of the study will help guide investments to improve broadband speeds around our state. To take the test and measure your connection speed, visit fasterflorida.org. That's fasterflorida.org to take the state's official internet speed test.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And thank you to everyone who texted in and said it was Jim Cantore.
Yep.
And that's it. So, yeah, no, whenever we see him. So, Lizzie, your brother can probably fill in for him if he can't get to Florida and we see him. So, we're going to take that bet, though, and get that. So, thank you to everyone who texted in. That was great. Good morning to everyone. So, we are in the heat of the summertime. I'm doing an install this week that the temperatures were nearly 100 degrees, and, you know, my crew worked so hard, but I was I was making them take breaks, and they're young men, and they think they're indestructible, but, you know, okay, it's been a half an hour, you need to go drink something.
But it's good that you're training them, because now they're going to learn, so that way they don't beat themselves up so hard for in the future.
Yeah, and but for us adults who are older, it was
for us grown
brutal.
Folks.
Yeah, we're already grown. We know we're wiser, so we can appreciate that. So summer is definitely here, and joining us to let us know what we should be doing in the landscape is my dear friend and our great sponsor from Quality Green Specialist, Dana Venrick. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. How are you? I'm so glad you're back. It's great to see you on the radio again.
Thank you. I look so much rested. You know, so much better now, don't I?
Oh, yes, you look much better.
So, what kind of precautions, Dana, should gardeners be taking in their landscape right now?
Well, they need to be especially careful about putting fertilizer out because it's so easy to burn because of the heat and the fast drying out. You've got to be really super careful to watch for anything wilting and check and see if it's dry. And if it's dry, be ready to water. Have your irrigation system checked and have it operational, ready to go, because everything is drying up fast. We're working overtime, you know, to keep everything from drying out too much.
No, and that's true. And then we have the opposite end, too, though, so that if people overwater, the wilting signs, you know, it will wilt, too, as well. So how should people know if it's either wilting from being dry or wilting from being wet? How what's a good indicator?
Well, like I tell my employees, don't assume anything. Check, you know, with your finger or with a tensiometer to see if it's dry or not. And a lot of times the wilting is from overwatering. It's very, very possible. So you need to check.
Right. And that's important. And the finger is a really inexpensive tool.
It is very intense. Don't wear your finger out, though.
So what about soil amendments? Because we do have, there's certain counties and certain cities that, in fact, the majority of them don't allow fertilizing at this time of the year. That started June 1st. But what is the difference between soil amendments and fertilizer? Can they amend the soil?
Yes, you can amend the soil with things like our excellent compost. It's got, you know, a low analysis of natural minerals. That's going to be a great tonic, you might say, for the plant. So you could use a little potassium, which is a mineral that's chronically low in our soil, is particularly valuable in the heat of summer. So we like to put a little bit of potassium, and we have a great potting soil, of course, and that's always beneficial, especially in the summer, you know, take it really easy on any fertilizer and stay away from phosphorus. That's really prohibited by the state statutes and local ordinances. Everybody should be using the zero phosphorus fertilizer anyway.
Right, so that's the middle number.
You have a soil test.
Right,
yes.
So that's the middle number. People want to use a zero. So, but what about fruit trees that, you know, I mean, we're supposed to fertilize when the plants are growing, and that's summertime. So what about citrus trees and fruit trees right now? Should they be getting a little bit of phosphorus, or how does that work?
Well, it should be based on a soil test, truthfully, but you can use a little bit if necessary on your fruit trees and plants that need additional phosphorus. We like to say fertilize like May, before, you know, the time where you're cautioned against using
right.
nitrogen and phosphorus.
Right, and then that way
then
it's there.
In October.
Right.
And then just a little bit if necessary in the heat of summer.
Right. Now, and shouldn't they water their plants first before fertilizing?
Absolutely. That's what we do. In fact, we water and put a light application of fertilizer for those that are turning a little bit deficient. And then just lightly water it in.
So, what are the benefits of adding the soil amendments to? What does that do to our dirt, our soil?
Well, that helps hold the moisture. It helps, you know, release the minerals, you know, as the plant needs it, instead of just going right through. If you just have a coarse putting soil with no nutrition or no organic matter, the water and the nutrients just, you know, leach right through. So you want to have that organic matter. And any type of organic matter, you know, will help retain those nutrients and moisture so it doesn't dry out too fast, which is very important in the summertime.
That's right. So now you have a big announcement right now. So you have an exciting new adventure. What was it? What is that?
Well, we have a beautiful little wooded area here at the nursery, and now I've opened up a nature orchid trail, and it's got some beautiful orchids for you to just enjoy as you walk through that little loop through the woods. And we've got Vandas and Phalaenopsis and Cattleyas, and that some of them are just spectacularly beautiful. My favorite is just this beautiful buttercup yellow Vanda.
Ooh.
But also, there's just a beautiful, beautiful maroon Phalaenopsis I'm in love with, too.
Oh, that's I love the yellow Vandas, and they're so rare to see, and to get. So this is something that I think that, you know, gardeners can get some ideas from. So walking through is just a nice, wonderful way to relax in the shade, but they can also take home some gardening ideas.
Absolutely, you know. It's like a great retreat from the heat, you know, if you're walking out here within the nursery where it's very sunny, then if you get hot and sweaty, you walk in the woods like you go into, you're transformed to another world of lush, like almost like a cool rainforest with orchids hanging from the trees and some on the ground. And so it's really just so transformative.
It is, and it just, your temperature comes down internally, and you relax, and it's part of the being out in the woods. It just is, it's great, and so.
It's amazing, one of the most beautiful views you'll ever see.
And it's right downtown, right downtown DeLand, too, so we'll talk about that in just a second. But so you have some edible ground covers for Florida. Can you tell me what's going to grow in this heat that people can put down that will be food?
Well, we have rosemary that's very good for ground cover. You can use, you know, in your cooking. And we've got some pumpkins that are growing out here. You've got to see these. It's amazing. These Seminole pumpkins are just vining all over. And we've got a new cross between a Seminole pumpkin and a butternut squash. And one of them is like a big oval watermelon. People see it. Wow, what a big, beautiful watermelon. No, that's a squash. A cross between a butternut and a Seminole pumpkin.
Oh, that's...
You've got to see that to believe it.
That sounds good. So it can grow in full sun. Where would you put this in your landscape if you were growing it at your home? Dana?
Well, put it around the perimeter, you know, so it has room to vine out along a fence line or where you've got a large bed, you know, not too close to the rest of your vegetable because it vines out many yards.
Sometimes my goodness.
Sometimes they'll grow 2 to 3 feet a day.
And they're very easy to grow. They don't get a lot of pest problems, do they?
Right. No. This cross especially is disease resistant. And we've got okra. We've got beautiful okra in gallon and 3 gallon containers right now full of okra pods. I eat some every day just fresh from the okra plant.
Oh, really? And you just eat them raw?
Absolutely. I'm picking one right now. It's delicious. I'm picking a bite right now.
Well, I love okra, especially fried okra. I love it for breakfast the morning, and that is so good. So
I love tomato and okra, too. You know, my mother used to make the best tomatoes with okra. It just was great with tomato sauce and tomato paste, a little bit of chicken soup. Wow.
It tastes so good. So what else do you have on sale right now?
Well, we still have some parsley. And we have some rosemary. We've got all kinds of good podocarpus. We've got a nice group of feijoa, the pineapple guava. We've got some natives like anise and yulpon holly and Simpson stopper. It's always nice to have some natives. And we've got some beautiful flowers right now, like firebush and thryallis. We've got some beautiful red coleus, sun patience, and we have periwinkles, too. You know, periwinkles will make you twinkle in the summer. In the winter, it's not so much.
When I was out there, each time I go, I just am amazed at all the butterflies that are just floating around, and they just look like they're in heaven there. So do you also have fruit trees? So what kind of fruit trees do you have?
Well, we've got a good selection of peach trees right now. The Tropic Beauty, that's really one of the best. It gets ripe just a little bit beyond, you know, behind the earliest. But it's one of the best, and it's developed by the University of Florida. It only takes about 150 chill hours. We've got a big group of those to select from. We've got carambolas. We've got pears. We've got the old pineapple pear or the sand pear. We've also got the sun home.
That sounds delicious. Home. Dana, I only got a minute. Tell everybody where you're located in downtown DeLand, and they can come and see you and go to the Nature Trail.
We're at 335 West Michigan Avenue, which is just 3.5 blocks west of the Stetson campus and just north of the downtown DeLand, which is such a beautiful town.
Thank you so much, Dana. We'll talk to you soon. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to get on board for your phone call, your gardening question. Just dial 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens.
Yes, and I love that. He was eating while he was trying to describe it. I was waiting for a crunch, but I guess there really isn't much of a crunch, is there?
We're going to be right back with more Better Lawns and Gardens and your gardening questions. Stay tuned.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. Thank you for joining us this morning. And we're getting a lot of text messages, and people are going, you know, where's the program and things like that. So, Lizzie, how would they, we can't do anything about it, but the listeners can, how would you say they need to call their station?
All right. Well, the only suggestion that I can really make for somebody who is a listener and doesn't know the radio lingo is at the top of the hour, like around the 12:00, 1:00, 2:00, listen for that call number. So like we are WFLA here in Orlando. Then research who your local station is around you that's carrying us. So,
right, because we're syndicated on over 20 stations.
Correct. So that's who you need to call. Don't call us here in Orlando. We're not able to do that. However, you need to let those local stations know how much you love listening to Teresa, and you learn a lot of stuff. But calling us and the number we give isn't really that helpful of getting it on.
Right. And if you're in South Florida and you don't get Better Lawns and Gardens, they can call their station and say, hey, we need to have this program down there.
You got it.
And that would be wonderful. So I discussed about hurricanes.
Uh-huh, you opened up that Pandora's box.
I did, and I woke some people up. And so let's go to Bob in Polk City. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning.
You.
I heard you at the top of the hour about hurricanes.
Uh-huh.
And you saying that we need some hurricanes. I beg to differ.
I can appreciate that.
I have lost two roofs. I have lost a carport. And I have lost a greenhouse that I built from the ground up for my Lady Eileen. And the storms just tore it up.
I can appreciate that, and I don't mean we need devastating hurricanes. We need tropical storms. That's how we refill our aquifer. And so in Florida, we just need nice, a lot of rain, just slow rain, lots of, 20 inches here, 10 inches there, and refill our aquifer. So I can appreciate that. And so Lizzie said you mentioned Donna, and my mother is from Scotland, and the first hurricane she encountered in Florida was Donna. And I think that was in 63, right?
Yep.
Okay. And she said, everybody was saying, this hurricane's coming through. And Donna was devastating. But my mom said her reaction was, it was just like a bad day crossing the Irish Sea.
Oh, wow.
And so she was surprised, but she said it wasn't something unusual for her as far as a lot of the raining and the wind. And so she appreciated that. So, I can understand what you're saying, and I don't need it. We don't need devastation. But we do need the rainfall. Well,
do you remember when we got hit with 4?
Yes.
Yes.
I was out on my patio, and I could not believe we had back-to-back hurricanes for like a month, September through October. And, yes. It wasn't until the second hurricane I remembered that we had a grill that we could cook on because I was without electricity for 3 days on one of them. And we totally forgot, you could put a kettle on the grill.
Yeah, see, we're set up for all of that. We literally have X number of generators. We have, the grills. We have the tank. I mean, my dad, born in the 30s, lived through the Depression. So we have survival stuff.
We do. So Bob, if you're praying for no hurricanes, just pray we have really good rainfall through the summertime.
I'm very happy with the afternoon thunderstorms that come through. I enjoy watching the lightning. But I wish they would have a lightning bolt hit them roosters next door.
You guys and those roosters.
I know. Well, thank you so much for calling, Bob. Give Eileen our best.
All righty.
Take care. Bye-bye. I'm going to be talking about in the next hour on my trip to Brandywine, Garden Valley. And it is the American's garden capital. And I'm telling you, it is. It was a great time. And so I have a bouquet list, Lizzie.
Ooh.
But you pronounce it bucket, okay? But it's a bouquet list, okay? And these are all the gardens that I want to visit, in my lifetime. Ooh. And so I was able to knock off 3 off of my bouquet list.
Look at you, like overachiever over here. I'm not going to just do 1. I'm doing 3.
So we will do that. If you have a gardening question, please call in 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. So now I want to talk about something that's popped up in the last week or so, June 23rd, African land snails were discovered in Pasco County down near Newport Richey. And this is something that we need to be looking out for. We have found up hundreds of them, and they've turned up on the Gulf Coast. These African snails destroy a vast array of plants and trees. Plus, they pose a risk of transmitting a rare type of meningitis to humans. So this snail is native to East Africa, is one of the most damaging in the world. It eats over 500 different types of plants, tree bark. So they're very good. I mean, they love Florida because we have so many plants.
Right.
But they will even eat paint and stucco, Lizzie.
Oh, yeah.
And so these are devastating. They can grow to the size of a human fist.
Whoa.
That's over 7 inches.
I had heard somebody state on, I think it was one of our stations, is don't eat them. They're not meant for eating because they're that big.
They are big. I mean, and they're bad. They often carry a parasite known as rat lungworm. That sounds horrible, doesn't
Ooh,
it?
Geez.
Rat lungworm. And it can transmit a type of meningitis where the symptoms are muscle aches, headache, stiff neck, fever, and vomiting. So more than 1,000 of these African snails have been collected in the Tampa suburb of Newport Richey. All of them tested. They tested all of them that they found. They are not carrying the rat lungworm parasite, but you want to make sure that you're not touching them and you report them. If you see them, report them. Now, they look like a whelk. And any of you who are from up north or, you know, have gone to Great Britain, the whelks, they're the ones that look like the winkles, long rectangular ones. We're not to, confuse them with our apple snails, which are native. And they are wonderful. The limpet birds eat them. They actually will drop the limpets on rocks and break them open and eat them. And so the apple snails feed on vegetables, brine shrimp, you know, fish food pellets if you have them as pets. And so those get up to be about 5-6 inches wide.
If you go to our Facebook page, WFLA Orlando News Radio, I will post a side-by-side so this way you will know.
That's wonderful. So if you have a gardening question you need answers to, call me at 1-888-455-2967 or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins and you're listening to Florida's News and Entertainment Network.
Zones present many challenges that require all drivers to stay alert. When entering a work zone, drivers should obey speed limits, avoid distractions, and maintain extra space between other vehicles. It is important to give others room and never attempt to cut off large trucks or buses. Remember, they are not able to stop as quickly as smaller vehicles. As you travel through the state, be prepared to stop, reduce your speed, and move into open lanes as soon as possible. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
With all this going on in today's world, it seems we need to keep one eye open all the time. Violence, terrorism, fear. If we allow our emotions to go unchecked, fear can consume and paralyze us, robbing us of peace. But there is a peace that passeth all understanding. It's given to us through the person of Jesus Christ. Although there's a lot of bad news all around us, there's even better news to be shared. The Bible, God's Word, offers hope to a hurting world. Internal peace in the midst of external fear. Jesus Christ as a personal Savior is available to anyone that calls upon His name in faith and repentance. So tonight, before sleeping, know the peace of God can calm your fears. Yes, there is evil in this world, but Jesus will ultimately conquer it. Don't forget, He is still in control. Pray for yourself. Pray for your neighbor. Rest in the arms of Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. a Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you miss any of our Better Lawns and Gardens shows, you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, or you can see all the show topics on audioboom.com. You can also sign up on Audioboom so that the Better Lawns and Gardens show downloads to your phone, and then I also post it on our Facebook page. It's free of charge to have the show downloaded when a new show is uploaded, so that'll be great. I want to also mention that our wonderful sponsors over in Lakeland, Peterson's Nursery and Garden Center on 2184 County Road 540A, is having a lecture this morning at 9:30 on trees for the landscape. And they're going to be talking about foliage, flowers, and fruits. So that's going to be a good program. And so, you know, get over there. And I know the flowers and everything are going to be beautiful. It's going to be a great opportunity
for
them.
Oh, heck yes. Definitely join in.
Yeah, it is a great time to be in the garden right now. And so what to do in your landscape for the month of July? Well, our average temperatures are usually around 92 degrees. So we're a little warm right now with the temperatures close to 100, you know, over the last week. The lows are about 72, 73. And again, the rainfall is over 7 inches this month. So we really don't need to be putting down supplemental irrigation when we have that much rainfall. Like Dana says, stick your finger in the ground. If it's cool, moist, or damp, there's no reason to turn on the irrigation. So July is a good time to fill in your lawn. If you have turf that has issues, you put down an herbicide earlier in the year, then you can now fill those spots. You can fill them with plugs or you can resod the area. July is a good month to do that. Also, too, with the rain that we will be getting or are getting, mow in a different direction at each cutting, and that's going to prevent ruts, especially if you're mowing after a rainstorm. And so it's not good to mow the grass when the turf is wet. So if you can wait just a day or so and then mow, that's going to be good, but always mow in different directions each time you mow. This is also a good time to trim your overgrown shrubs, hiding sprinklers so that you're not blocking the sprinklers and so you're not getting full coverage, distribution uniformity. So that's important. So, you know, go around your yard and check it. And in fact, I even, you know, recommend that you walk your yards once a week to check and make sure that you're not getting any insect issues, you're not getting disease issues. Just become familiar with when your landscape looks normal, and then you can catch a problem before it becomes a major problem. But also, too, once a month, check your irrigation system so that you're not watering the asphalt. Asphalt doesn't grow better when you water it.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
And so you just want to make sure that your direction of your emitters are going in the right way. Because if you have landscape maintenance companies, they may knock them and move them. And, you know, they're just pointing in that direction. And if you're paying for your water, that's wasted money. Okay. And so once a month, check your irrigation system. Also, two chinch bugs, again, like I said, catch a problem when it's a small problem. You want to control it with an insecticide for that's labeled for chinch bugs. So read the labels before you buy a problem. But here's a really good tip. Make sure you have a problem before you put down a chemical. Okay, so that you want to make sure you know what it is. You can take your soil sample to the extension office. They can check it for you, give you an analysis of it if you want to do a soil analysis or check the pH. But also, too, if you take in a little square, a little piece of the sod that's dying, they can check for insect issues and root issues and give you an idea. Find out what it is before you buy a product. You know, I had someone, talk to me, and they said, well, I put down fertilizer, I put down herbicide, and then I put down an insecticide in the weekend. And can you tell me why my grass died? And I'm going, you probably nuked it. So, you know, follow the labels. It's not good to do it, you know, all at the same time. If you have a pest issue, put that down. Wait a week or so or 10 days. And then if you have, an issue with weeds during the summertime, we don't recommend putting down an herbicide when temperatures are over 85 degrees. So herbicide use is really basically not going to happen or should not happen until mid-October.
And a more of a concentrated product doesn't mean it's better. Like adding more, like if it says add X number of ounces, just go by what it says.
Yeah, I have to say that a lot. More is not better. Follow the label. And, you know, during the summertime, the weeds are stronger than the turf.
Okay.
So if you're putting it down and so you're thinking it's going to be okay because it says on the label to put it down, but you don't want to do that. When temperatures are over 85 degrees, herbicide use is out unless you're trying to kill it. And, you know, and you're putting down a glyphosate product or a product that's going to get rid of an area that you're going to renovate. That's okay because it's going to die. But, you know, you don't want to use it in an area where it could, during the fall and winter and spring, it would be okay to use. Also, too, avoid shady spots. Okay, so when you have complete shade and you're not getting at least 5 to 6 hours of sunlight a day, turf is not going to grow there. Think about putting down a different kind of ground cover, different types of plants. Create a garden bed instead of a turf bed. You do not want to be mowing those surface roots, which are right about 3 to 4 inches underneath the ground. That's not good, and you're going to cause suckers to come up, and that's just going to be an extra job, and you don't want to do that. 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the garden area, you can always give us a call. Or you can text 23680. And people are just kind of still recovering from 4th of July weekend, I think.
It was a pretty long weekend. We definitely were blessed with a nice long weekend with it being on a Monday.
It was. It was great. And also, too, this is a time of year that if you do have a lot of weeds and you want to solarize that area, you can go ahead and get plastic, put it down so that it doesn't, you know, blow away, you know, attach it to the top of your ground with either stakes or rocks, and then leave it there for about 6 weeks. And you want to use clear plastic, and that's going to bake all the pests, which is insects and disease, out of your garden. So that's a great way to get your garden started. If you do it now, then you can start planting the fall garden in August. And it will be a disease-free, at least for this year. You know, it'll be a good way to start it off.
I was going to ask about that. How do we get prepped so we can be ready for our fall?
Yeah, that's it. So, you know, solarize your garden areas. But then also, too, this is a time of year to buy your seeds for it. Go ahead and get your seeds now. Start your tomato, pepper, and eggplant seeds so that in mid-August, you can transplant them to the garden and you're on your way. We're kind of really blessed here in Florida that we have, you know, a spring vegetable garden where we can plant our tomatoes and peppers and eggplants, mm-hmm. and then do it again in the fall.
True.
You know, tomato, eggplant, and peppers. So, you know, this is the time of the year to go ahead and get ready for that. Also, too, this is for your fruit trees. Here's how you take care of that. You want to apply an insecticide and a minor nutrient spray to citrus trees to keep them healthy at each flush of new growth. So when you see new leaves starting, that's when you go ahead and apply that insecticide, and that's going to help it get, keep it from getting citrus greening. Also, too, you want to feed your figs right now, and you want to make sure that you're getting moisture to it so you avoid summer fruit drop. This is a time of the year to prune blueberries. If you've got blueberries, go ahead and cut them back. And then also, too, declining stems from your blackberries. That'll allow the new growth to restart, and that's where you get your new fruit from. Also, you can give your fruit trees a light trimming right now if they're kind of out of whack and getting too big. You can go ahead and do, you know, take care of that right now and prune them. So if you have a gardening question, you can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. What kind of vegetables can you be planting right now? Well, all of the Caribbean ones and South American ones are good. The Boniato, the Calabaza, cherry tomatoes, okra, southern peas, Seminole pumpkins, sweet cassavas, roselle, sweet potatoes, and yard-long beans. These are all ones that can take the heat, especially the Asian spinach and the Japanese spinach, the Malabar spinach. They can all grow in the summertime. And if you want to, if you're growing anything hydroponically or aeroponically, like in the Tower Gardens, you can grow lettuce and spinach all year round.
Oh, that's crazy. What's the difference between the regular spinach and what did you say?
The Malabar and the Japanese. Yeah. They've kind of got bigger leaves. They've got about, they got a little bit more of a different taste to them, but they are delicious.
I'm excited. I'm going to try it.
And you can try that. So we certainly appreciate it. We're going to be right back. Make sure you go to Peterson's Nursery at 9:30 to get that trees for your landscape. Program, and that will be good. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm going to be telling you what I did on my summer vacation, my garden trip, and get a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and stay tuned. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Forecast calls for warm Gulf breezes blowing through your hair and soft, sugary white sand below your feet, along with mostly sunny skies on outdoor patios while dining al fresco, cool, colorful street murals mixed with world-renowned art museums. And around sunset, there's a chance of fiery orange skies over emerald green waters. So immerse your senses in St. Pete Clearwater and start planning your beach escape at visitstpeteclearwater.com.
How fast is the internet at your home, school, or workplace? The state of Florida is conducting an anonymous statewide study of internet availability through an official internet speed test. The results of the study will help guide investments to improve broadband speeds around our state. Visit fasterflorida.org to measure your connection speed today. That's fasterflorida.org to take the state's official internet speed test.